Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
Hello, this is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show, Queer Music Heritage, is heard monthly on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of the month. But as that segment is more oriented towards the older music of our culture, I often do not get to feature as many new artists as I'd like. And there are plenty of very talented artists whose work deserves to be shared with our listeners. So this feature is designed to do just that. You get to hear some of the music from the artist's latest CD, along with some interview comments. Tonight's spotlight is on Pansy Division. Now, I've been a fan of this group almost from the beginning, and the beginning was in 1992, when they released their first album, called Undressed. Through the years, they've added six more albums, all with their infectious punk-pop sound. And what was more fun about their music was the lyrics. Frankly, there are very few of their songs that can be played on the radio, and many of which I couldn't even tell you the titles on the air. Still, this group produces downright fun music. Hey, it's more than that. It's aggressively raw material that deal with many elements of gay culture, and with lots and lots of sex. They are not afraid to sing at the top of their voices what they want. There's a real element of, okay, reality about their lyrics, but again, they do it with charm and humor. It's not an angry attack, it's more of a wink. Their latest album, their first in 5 years, is called Total Entertainment, and the band is comprised of John Ginoli, Chris Freeman, Patrick Goodwin, and Luis, the drummer. Before we get to the interview, I want you to hear a little of one of the songs from the album. It's called Too Many Hoops. I'm very pleased to share with you my interview with Pansy Division's founder, John Ginoli. Let's start with something very basic. How did Pansy Division get its name?
How did we get the name? At the time that I was beginning Pansy Division and really unsure whether it was going to be a band or not, I did a demo tape at home just to give to friends of mine. And I thought, well, I should have a name for this. I don't just want to call it John Ginoli. And I was working for a record distributor at that point, and they carried records and released records, and there was a listing on the bulletin board above my desk for a band called Third Panzer Division, whose record never came out. But I looked up at my bulletin board one day, and I just saw the phrase Pansy Division flash by mistake, and I thought, Pansy Division? That's pretty good. At this point, I'd played my tape for some of my workmates, and I said, Pansy Division, how's that? And they said, that's good. So I thought, okay, that is good. I'll hold on to that until I think of anything better. But I liked it and was satisfied with that pretty quickly.
So that was before you even had a band?
Yeah.
So you were Pansy Division?
I was Pansy Division for a few months, yes.
Who would you say your audience is?
Our audience is diverse. Our audience is straight kids who are into punk rock and gay kids who are into punk rock, people who are gay who pay attention to music outside the mainstream and outside what normal strictures of gay life would apply. So I have gay friends who just listen to show tunes and disco, but for those that don't, you know, this is something more adventurous.
How do you write a song?
Usually I come up with a concept for the lyrics. There've only been a few songs where I wrote the music first. I like to develop a theme and, you know, have an idea for, you know, what the song is going to say, and then find music appropriate to the mood or the tone of that song. So usually the words come first. And I think with the songs that Chris Freeman writes, it's the opposite.
While Pansy Division seems to be most thought of for their funny and outrageous songs, their albums have always included serious songs as well. This next one deals with safe sex and even has a dance beat. It's called No Protection. John describes their motivation for the song.
I remember talking to Chris about the whole issue of barebacking becoming a subject that was featured in news stories, and how frustrated we were being 40-ish and have managed to survive the plague and still be HIV negative, that there are people younger than us who haven't seen all the death of AIDS, who go out and take chances that they shouldn't. And I thought I really wanted to do a safe sex song.
Now listen to me. Oh, 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 I want you. But no, 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 this won't do. No, no, I won't screw with no protection.
How is the new CD different from the last one?
The last one was an attempt to really get people to look at us differently. And so we didn't put, you know, a shirtless boy on the cover. We didn't, you know, write as many songs that were funny or humorous. And we tried to write more relationship-oriented songs that were more serious-minded. We'd always written songs like that, but the balance had shifted. There were always a couple of songs that were sadder or more serious in tone on each record. And on this album, we had the idea that, you know, even though we were happy with the way we did the last album, we didn't want to continue in that vein exclusively. So I think we split the difference. I mean, this is another thing on the last record. We thought we really don't want to repeat ourselves because then it'll seem like we've exhausted all our ideas, and we have a lot of ideas about other things we can do. At the same time, we have this band as a concept. It's a gay rock band, and a lot of the songs celebrate sexuality, and the songs are, you know, they use humor as a weapon. And I think we wield that effectively, and we thought last time, nope, let's try to put a different face on it. And now we feel like, you know, we want to have it both ways.
Is there any thought as to how many of the songs on an album are openly gay, or are they songs that you just felt like writing?
When we started out, we really took pains to make sure that the pronouns were he, and that we used the pronouns. That was fine. We got to a point, though, where we felt like with the last album, really, where we thought we don't really have to push that on every song, because people know who we are now, and they get the message that we're a gay band without having to make that point constantly.
Mm-hmm. Like I listened to "Well, Who Treats You Right." I said, "That's a really neat song," but wait a minute, that's not gay.
Oh, I think it is. I mean, trying to go out with somebody who's into sports, it does have a more universal tone. But you know, that was our thing about, you know, there's gay jocks too, and you know, we're still singing about he, you know, in Who Treats You Right. You know, we're talking about he and him, so I think it's pretty clear that it's a gay relationship we're talking about.
What was the idea behind the song Who Treats You Right?
That was a phrase Luis was using, and I was looking for subject material to write lyrics about, and I ended up writing the first version of that song. That was just something that just kind of developed from the phrase. The phrase came first. And Who Treats You Right always gets such a tremendous reaction that we thought, well, let's just put it right up front.
Mm-hmm. It just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
He's into sports, looks good in shorts, but you're just another game to him. I've seen his type, seen him all my life.
An amusing song is Alpine Skiing. Can you tell us about it?
Alpine skiing is something I just heard, overheard somebody say. Actually, Patrick was the person who I overheard saying the phrase. Apparently on the internet, somebody did some X-rated family circus cartoons. Patrick had seen one of these. And it referred to alpine skiing, and that's where he picked up the phrase from. And that's something we've always done, is to try to capture gay vernacular and put it in lyrics.
And that's all I can play of that one. John, what song from the new album is the most fun to perform live?
He Whipped My Ass in 10.
Yes, it is.
That one gets the best reaction, surprisingly. No, not surprisingly. It's a ridiculous song, and it's ridiculously fun.
Oh, it is fun. It is fun.
I'll have to use a censored version to give you a taste of it. The album is called Total Entertainment, and it's by Pansy Division. And you can find out more about it and all their other releases at www.pansydivision.com. To close this interview, I asked John to tell us about the title track.
That's the one song in the album that Patrick sang. He had had the music for that for quite a while. He had actually written it when he was in a band before Pansy Division. And we had the idea of what we wanted the album to be called. So, I ended up writing the lyrics to that. But it's the idea of another person being your entertainment. But we called the album Total Entertainment because we put on an entertaining show, and so many bands these days do records that sound like from one end of the album to the other, there's really no variety. So we thought, we're total entertainment. We can entertain you in all these different ways.